second half of the Rosh, Nois Chaf Aleph, is V'yachtim Shalom Mecholodim. So not only should you say hello to everybody, but you should be the first one. You should say it first. You should be makbid. So the Gemara says, Amar Lo Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai, that the Gemara says, Amar in Sukkah, Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai, there was not anything that in the Torah that he did not learn. The Gemara goes through a list of, it's about six wide lines in the Gemara, every single thing that Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai was able to learn. Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai learned everything. But the Chazal said that Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai also said there was never once that anybody said hello to him first, even a non-Jew. He was walking down the street and he saw a non-Jew. He got the good morning in first. He was quick on the draw. He got the good morning in first. So we try to picture that the equivalent, you know, in our times. So Rav Shach, you know, that's how the stipend was walking down the streets. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, Mr. Arab, yeah, Palestinian Arab. Good morning to you too. Good morning, everybody. He's busy thinking of learning. You know, they say stories of Rav Shach, you know, there's a mice of Rav Shach. One day he walks into Panyevich. There's a little girl holding a little girl's hand. So anyway, Rashi was like, you know, I guess one of the anacles, you know, he recognized her. So she was like, who is this? Oh no. It's like, well, how's she here? Oh, it was, you know, until the kids ask you to help across the street. So she saw Yeshiva. She asked if he could help her across the street. So he took her across. He forgot to let go. So he took her all the way to Yeshiva. She wasn't going to pull her hand out of the Yeshiva. So she, the poor little girl ended up in all the way with the Yeshiva because Yeshiva forgot to let go, you know. You know, and he's supposed to be, you know, Rabbi Yechem Zakkai was the Gadol Hador. He was the Gadol Hador. Not only was the Gadol Hador, he was the leader. He walked around. He was the Nasi. And he was one of the Nasi, just any generation. He was the Nasi of the generation which dealt with the Churban of Beis HaMikdash. And obviously, he's busy with everything. He was the political leader. He was the leader of Torah. And he's busy saying good morning to everybody. He's got time to say good morning to everybody. So apparently, that it's saying hello to somebody is such a chash of a thing. It's so significant, it's so important that you make time in your mind, you make space in your mind, you make time in your mind to notice the person, to say hello. Remember one of my chaverim told me a story. He learned and tells Chicago shortly after it started. So the first it was started as a branch, it tells Yeshiva in Cleveland. So the Yeshiva Ramatel Katz was nifter about 3 years into the operation of the Chicago Tells, opened in 1960. He was in 1963. So Ramotel used to travel fairly regularly. Used to travel from Cleveland to Chicago to be there with the yeshiva, etc. So my chaver was a ninth grader, and he's walking up the steps going to yeshiva, and the yeshiva's walking down. So he didn't, you know, the yeshiva, you know, not the yeshiva, the yeshiva, you know, like he's. The over Rosh Hashiva of the whole yeshiva, the yeshiva in Cleveland, Chicago. Yeah. So he walks by, and the yeshiva stops and says, "Where's your good morning? You didn't say good morning to me." Like this poor little ninth grader, like, you know, like he's supposed to say good morning to yeshiva. The yeshiva stopped and said, "You didn't say good morning. I don't deserve a good morning. I'm not, you know, I deserve a good morning." Says, you know, that story never left him. You know, that's that concept that you say hello to somebody. Chazal said that Leven Shinai Mechalov, that giving a person a smile, noticing them, you know, noticing them. I notice you. You're significant enough to me that I want to say hello to you. So whether you're going to walk down the street and say hello to every single person, I mean, nowadays, you know, maybe it's considered strange, I don't know. Out of town, it's, you know, you could do it in New York. I think you could start walking down Broadway in Manhattan and say hello to every single person, they would think a little bit strange, you know. But that's okay, because there's a lot of strange people in Broadway and Manhattan, so it's not a problem. But at least in an area where, you know, the person walks into the building, you know, hello, how are you? How can I help you? Can I do something for you? There's a Tzelem Elokim. There's a human being created in the image of God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You notice him. You notice him. You say hello. What can I do for you? There's a janitor. You say thank you. You say thank you to the janitor. you say thank you, Rabin. You know, remember there was one of every single morning after breakfast, he would walk into the kitchen. He would say thank you to all of the workers there. You know, he'd walk into the kitchen. They already waited for him. He was South African, so he had nice accents. Thank you. You know, like everybody used to wait for the thank you from, you know, Bachur Yeshiva. Thank you. The musig of the person that, and the power of a, noticing the person giving a smile to somebody. You walk in, somebody, oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, good morning to you too. Like the, I partially say good morning to people I walk by. I enjoy doing it just to watch people's reactions. You can see the smile on their face. Very few people answer you good morning without a smile. You say good morning, they smile back and they smile when they say good morning. I enjoy watching that smile. It's like it's nice to see you put a smile on somebody's face. Because also the mention you can giving a person the love, giving him a smile is more powerful than giving him a cup of milk. A cup of milk is tremendous things. What we have in a cup of milk, the proteins, you have essential fats, you have vitamins, you know. Cup of milk? Imagine every single person you gave a person a cup of milk. I sound like I'm an advertisement for, you know, Got Milk, you know, for the dairy farms of Pennsylvania. Okay, imagine there's a person, you walk in this big thing, here's giving out, you know, the newspaper would run an article about the nice guy who gives out milk. Every morning I go out and I just give out milk for free. I imagine that, I get a special write-up in the Washington Post. Because I'll say giving a person a smile is greater than that. You give a person a chizuk. You give a person. It's a tremendous thing. I've done it in New York also. I think it's just, you know, perhaps again, you know, you'll enjoy doing watching people react to it. You know. Do I know you? Huh? But it's interesting. I had a fascinating horror. So I was in New York for a Shiva function. So I stayed overnight. I was in Far Rockaway. So I stayed overnight in Far Rockaway. So Far Rockaway, there's you have over there right by the beach. You have the boardwalk. So I like getting up early. So 6 o'clock. I figured, why not? Let's go for a walk. I'm going to go for a walk down the boardwalk. Get a chance to, you know, walk by the ocean over there. It's very, very, very beautiful. The beach isn't open yet, and you know it's nice out. So I took a walk down the boardwalk and I said good morning to every single person that I saw. There's people up there. People were jogging. People were riding bikes. People were walking. You know, every person. This is New York. Remember? Every single person. That's Far Rockaway. Okay. Every person answered good morning back to me. Every single person, except for one guy. As soon as I said good morning to him, I realized I shouldn't have spoken to him because the guy looked like he was clearly on a trip somewhere. The guy was sitting there with very glazed eyes, and I figured that, you know, he didn't answer me for other reasons. You know, I shouldn't don't sit up with him. And I had the interesting aura because these people. If I meet the exact same people 2 hours from now, 3 hours from now in Manhattan, you know, now they're up in the morning, and the, you know, nobody would respond. But at that point in the day, when, you know, they don't have the pressure yet, they also, you know, New Yorkers are also human beings. They also said hello back, and they also smiled back at you. All right? That was a chiddush. It was like people enjoy being said hello to. I noticed you. You walk. You're not going to walk down the street. But you walk into a store and you go to the teller in the bank. Hello, how are you? You go to the person in the store. You know, is checking you out. Thank you. Hello. How was your day? You know, those things you can do. You don't have to be. You see the postman. You know, there's people. Many people. You don't have to be. It's not considered strange to say hello to them. How many times have your person shops in a store? And he goes there for years and years and years. And there's a person behind the checkout. Do you know the person's name? Do you know anything about their life? Do you know that they, what, you know that how things are doing for them? Things are doing good. Things are doing bad. I had it's like interesting, like, you know, that. And people are waiting. There's a story where Zelig Plitzin says over a story. I mean, this is, I think, an extreme story. Again, it fits for Manhattan. Fellow's walking in Central Park. And gets held up by guns. So far, nothing interesting, right? And the guy puts the gun in and starts talking, pouring out his woes. The bandit, after like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, he puts the gun back in his pocket and he says, "I really want to apologize. I just needed to talk to somebody, and nobody was, you know, stopping to listen." So I got somebody to stop and listen. People want to be noticed. You know, the guy, you know, okay, you know, New York, you do it in a stream wag. You pull out a gun, they put, you know, the guy listens to you, you know, otherwise, forget it. I had a maisa here in Magruder's Olam HaShalom. So I was in the checkout line over there, so I say, for the person behind the checkout. And so she looked, you know, just say, you know, says, you know, is everything okay? So she says, no, her husband just passed away 2 days ago. Like, whoa, that's not what you're expecting to get an answer. Like, you know, okay, you know, yeah, I had a cold this morning. I woke up, you know, my car wouldn't start. You know, you weren't expecting my husband just passed away. So I saw this was, you know, I can't drop the opportunity. It says, how long were you married? So they're married for 37 years. It says, you know, he was my best friend. He says, tell me something about your husband. There's people behind me waiting, but you know, this woman clearly wants to talk, right? So I ended up having this whole conversation about her husband. And from that point onwards, every time I would go into there, I'd always use her line, just because I think it was Linda. I mean, I remember Linda. Anyway, yeah. Who remembers Linda? Nobody. Because you never noticed, you didn't look to the name. Ah, good, okay, right. You know, there's a human being there with a name on it, you know. Also, Linda, you could pronounce her name. Some other ones, you could pronounce her name. But okay, right. And you know, and she would appreciate that. You know, somebody noticed her, and you know, somebody felt, you know, she was important enough to take the time to ask her about what she went through. And of course, my son was there one time. Like, you know, I was busy schmoozing with the checkout ladies. Like, you know, going to the bank. You know, like, you know, I know all the hotels, you know, by name already. Like, you know, like, over there actually some guys are challenging to pronounce their names over there. Why not? You can make a person happy. What does it cost you? It costs you the idea to focus outwards, to notice somebody, and take the mental efforts to think of what you could do to engage a person that he's going to want to share something with you. And you made a person's day. I can guarantee you that these people, that somebody noticed them and cared enough to ask how they're doing, what's going on, how was their vacation, they appreciate it. And that's the Nochi Shabashuk. So what about a Ben Torah? What about a guy who walks into yeshiva? A Kalvachar guy walks into yeshiva. A guy walks in. So it's uncomfortable, like, you know. So let's not focus on our discomfort. Let's focus on the other person's discomfort. As uncomfortable as you are going over to the guy who walked in, the guy who walks in, who's standing there, like, waiting for somebody to say something, you know, like, everybody's staring at him, nobody's saying hello, feels much more uncomfortable than we do. So if we focus on his discomfort, we'll be saying, you know what, forget about mine, the guy needs help. At least go over, hello, how are you, can I help you? And as, you know, life moves on, that opportunity to give that smile, give that power, empower somebody, give them a little bit of a chesed, a little bit of an interest, is a tremendous thing. And that's, I think, the rush. You know, it says even though he's going to tell you that he holds his sheet again, we know pasuk this halacha. He holds that that you're allowed to between the tilsi diamond and moitzi. If you meet somebody, you're allowed to say shalom. You're allowed to say hello. Right? That's the rush of sheet that you're allowed between the tilsi diamond and birchas moitzi. You're makdim shalom chalodim. You say hello to that person even before he said hello to you. You notice somebody over there, you say hello to him. That's a shalom.